Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this April 30th, 2024. Have your host, James, behind the mic, and welcoming to our WFHR stage, if you will, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production of Rumors, their final main stage production of the season. We're going to get into the dates, talk to some of the cast members, talk to our director here, and have some fun. Before we start, I always like to... Excuse me, I hate to be serious about this, but I think it's important to let our audience know certain things. And journalistically, I have to let you know that I have no integrity with this interview because I love Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. It is the second home to me. All of these people that are joining us today and that are going to be on that stage, I'm friends with and appreciate. There's even some cast members that I've worked with since high school. Good to see you, Beth. So we want to encourage you to not only take in this show and take in this interview, but have some fun with it, too. Thank you so much to you guys joining us. First, I want to introduce some of the cast members. We have Andy Kleckner. I got it that time. It took me a second. Andy's with us. Andy, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us the name of your character.
Okay, thanks. I'm Andy Kleckner. This is my third show with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. My character is Lenny Gans.
Nice. And thank you for being here, Andy. Appreciate the time. And we have Bethany Peckham with us. And that boy, that name seems familiar. Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you too, James.
Beth and I, of course, worked together in high school and everything. Beth put up with a lot of my shows that I would write and direct and everything. And she was such a good... Christine, I have to tell you, if Beth has been fun to direct... A little bit over here. only because I was such a weird director that she's got to be pretty good at taking direction
ready
by now.
Weird things.
Yeah. She's very prepared for that. Very prepared. Beth, can you tell us your character?
My character is Chris Gorman. She's probably the second character that I've really played on the on the WRCT stage.
Very cool.
And. My first being Steel Magnolias.
Oh,
back in I think 2017.
Yeah, I want to say around there. Yeah.
I played Mulin on that one. Mm-hmm. So this is my next time back is Chris Gorman in Rumors.
Nice,
very fun character.
Mm-hmm. Been enjoying it.
Yes,
good.
Very much so.
Good.
Very
good.
Much so.
And we have Christine Sullivan with us, a director of Rumors. Christine, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Let's start with you, Christine, right out the gate. First off, how is this your first, your 100th show you've directed? How many shows have you directed?
On the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater stage, it's my first show directing.
Nice. Have you directed before?
I've directed some things with the church and mm-hmm. in some other theaters. I've done some stage managing, but this is first big. Big stage. I call it big stage.
I like that. Have you been enjoying it?
I've been enjoying all of it. The cast is wonderful. The crew is wonderful. So we've had a really good time. Or at least I have. I don't know.
Right.
I can't speak for them.
that's fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, I do think that the work of Neil Simon is pretty well known. Most people know most of his shows. And even if you don't know a particular show, you know his style, the kind of comedy that he would write. Rumors is if not his greatest, one of his greatest works. It's well known. It's been done a lot. With a show like this, Christine, for you approaching it, before you even cast it or anything like that, you're looking at the script, you're reading through it. What were one of your bigger challenges for this show?
I think one of the bigger challenges was kind of trying to find the balance between the... sarcastic humor and the likability of the characters, because I think it's really important that you know, we're seeing both sides of the people, and so we had to find the balance. And that's one of the things when I was casting, I was thinking about how is this person going to be able to do both, bring out both. And I think we've done a really good job with that.
So. I'm sure you have. And it is something that on paper it can seem very simple, and then it's hard to actually pull off as an actor or to find in an actor. So that's really cool to hear. What was one of the things that you were excited about doing with the show?
Taking the visions of the characters from my head onto the stage, because as I read it, I could see them and hear them, and I didn't have faces to them, but I could see and hear how I wanted them to be. So putting them on stage and making them, Yeah. Come out of my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of my head and bring get
it,
on the stage.
Bring it to 3D. Yeah. You know, yeah, bring it into life and everything. And I appreciate that approach, too, because especially on a level like this and everything, going into it very open-minded, very, mm-hmm. you know, blank slate can only benefit you as a director. You just don't know who's going to audition and some of that.
Exactly.
So.
And I wouldn't watch it because you can watch the show on various venues. And I refused to watch it until I had already had it cast.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to stick to what I saw in my head. So I was very, and I told everybody after they were cast, do not watch it because that's not the person in my head that you might see. So
I think that's such an interesting conversation. And I've only done, out of the 100-some shows I've done, I've only done maybe a handful that are like of famous movies or something like that. But when I did It's a Wonderful Life, I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And I'm like, oh, I can't watch that. I'm never going to be able to be Jimmy Stewart, even though I am kind of rambling and talking a little bit like him right now unintentionally. But I went back and watched it afterwards, and it was so rewarding. It was so cool to see. It wasn't because I felt like I did as good of a job as Jimmy Stewart or something like that. It was just to be able to see, oh, wow, I did that just like he did, or, oh, he did this and I like what he did there or something. It's just kind of fun as an actor to be able to sit back and watch. So I do think that it's actually going to be even more rewarding watching Rumors afterwards if you guys choose to.
Mm-hmm. And I think you tap into your own perception of the character better if you're not impounded by it. If you don't have other people's
if you're not
visions.
Influenced by it, yeah.
And
it's hard not to be, you know, when we're doing these things. We want to put so much of ourselves into this work and do such a good job. And it's, you know, what do? You tend to look at people that have done the job before or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not too far-fetched to do. But I do appreciate the people, the approach of that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Let's talk about your characters a little bit. Andy, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Okay, so Lenny is, I think Christine tapped right into the sarcasm, but somehow, you know, very sarcastic and somehow likable, mm-hmm. I think. And it's fun for me because, you know, my real life persona is more of a nice guy and the character is more of a jerk. Very sarcastic and insults nearly everybody in the cast at some point or another. And so it's really fun to me. This is kind of the role that... a role that I wanted to do, just to play a jerk. It's refreshing, and it's not me, so it's really, really pretty fun. And I want to be upfront about the fact that when I auditioned, you have an opportunity to pick the character that you're reading for, and I wrote down a different character. I didn't think I was going to be reading for this character, and there was some really stiff competition up there reading, and as I watched the others reading, I realized... I want this character. I mean, I like this character better. And then, you know, later on, Christine asked me, would you be opposed to Lenny? I'm like, no, I actually like the character better.
So. That's awesome, man. Andy, first off, thank you for sharing that. I think that is something that goes through a lot of people's heads, especially when they're auditioning for roles and everything, but we don't really share that very often. I appreciate that you did. That's a very feeling that I think a lot of us can relate to, and that's cool. I should mention that you're talking about being sarcastic and trying to be likable. That hit home really quick for me. I feel like that's my whole presence on radio. That's like all I ever try to do. So I want to know what you did to master that, because I need help. I need tips. With something like this too, you were mentioning something else that I think is interesting too, and I think can really reach out to the audiences. We're always encouraging more and more people to audition for local theater, be a part of the local theater wherever you're living and wherever you're hearing us. There is something fun about doing something that's opposite of you. My first, I'd say like 60, 70 roles I played, I was always playing villains. I was always playing bad guys, and eventually got a chance to start playing good guys in some romantic leads and things like that. And that's a lot of fun. There's nothing more fun than playing a villain. I miss it. I have a hard time now getting cast as a villain in those things. And I kind of miss those days. I never thought that would happen, but there is something fun about playing something different than you, which I think a lot of people can enjoy. And anybody out there can do this. Anybody listening to this right now can act. Anybody can. You can get on out there and have a good time and maybe get to, you know, let out some steam or something, or be something you're not.
There's also the point about the not having, you said when you come to audition and you say, well, maybe I'm not going to go, because there all of these other people go and you think they're all better than you, and that is a misconception on your own, because there are people in our cast that said, I wasn't thinking about auditioning because I knew so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so was auditioning, and yet they may not fit the character that the director's looking for.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be intimidated by people you've seen on stage before coming to audition, because the reality is you don't know what the director's looking for.
Exactly. You never know what can happen. One of the best auditions I was living out in California, and I walk into this room, and there's about 16 or 17 white guys, blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but I am not that. I walked in, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, I'm wasting my time. I could be at another audition. I don't know why they even brought me in for this. I got that role in a heartbeat. I got that role in a second. I killed that audition. I have had few experiences like that. But as I walked into that room, if I was just listening to the voice in my head, I'd have walked right out. Mm-hmm. I'd have never had that experience. I'd have never been able to play Mercutio in some of these things. There is something to that so important that I think I hope comes across in this. And I really appreciate you taking the time to say that, Christine. That is really noteworthy. And it is also noteworthy, too. We're all usually our own harshest critic. Creatives are the worst at that. Creatives are much, much harsher on themselves than most others are. So chances are that audition that you think is going badly, or you don't think you have a chance for this, you might be just too close to it. You might just be seeing it with a harsh set of eyes or something. Encourage you to go for it. Go for any of these roles, whoever it is.
Exactly.
Beth, let's hear a little bit about your character.
My character, Chris, she's kind of a... I feel she's rather a straight-laced kind of personality, and she's been thrown into a crazy scenario that she gets frazzled trying to deal with, and then finds her own way to get through the evening. That leads to some fun play and some opportunities for me, which is really...
Yeah.
Which has been really fun to go with an act.
Have you found likenesses with this character, like personality, like you guys have in common, or is it a little more, or like for Andy, a little more opposite for you?
Some more things that I find in common with myself, I think. Maybe less of the straight-laced bits.
Sure.
But those are fun to do too, and to be able to show, you know, I've been working hard to try and show that dynamic and that change that she goes through the play.
And yeah, yeah.
She's doing well at it, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for that. So I wanted to talk about and give the audience a little behind the curtain look here a little in the audition, the rehearsal process. How often did you guys rehearse, Christine? How many times a week did you guys rehearse, and what time frame did you guys?
We started rehearsals in March. I don't know what the date was. Early March.
Yeah, early March.
And they rehearsed, well, we had auditions, and we had the
read through
that same week. So, and then the following week, Monday through Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30, sometimes a little earlier, and as time goes on and you do dress rehearsals and you have your tech there, we end up being a little later. But we were pretty diligent about keeping time and starting on time and stopping no later than the promised time. Yeah. So we were all very, the cast was all very respectful about being ready to start on time and all of that. They worked very hard. So it's been about 7 weeks of Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday. So and other than that, they had the weekends Friday through Sunday off. And
to forget our lines again.
That's how it goes. Yes. I bring this up in part because I know for me, I've never been able to go to a show and not watch what's going on stage and not think in the back of my mind of all the rehearsal and all the grinding it takes and learning your blocking and getting your lines down and all of that. And we appreciate so much much of that. Like, I feel that way when I'm seeing live theater, no matter where it is, but especially community theater, where our actors are out there for the love of the game. They're out there for the passion of this and everything. That it just adds another layer to it for me and makes it even more exciting and more enjoyable. Right. One of the things I also want to encourage, as I mentioned before, is if we're talking to people out there and encouraging them to be a part of these shows and stuff, what is some of the things that might hold them back? We're trying to counter those as we've done throughout this conversation. One of them, rehearsal time. Do I have the time to put towards that? It's not a lot of time. It really isn't in the scheme of things and everything. Right. And it is a commitment. I don't make light of that. But it is a fun commitment. You go to these rehearsals and it's a good time. You enjoy yourself. You're getting to do something fun. You're getting out of the house. And if you have kids, you're away from your kids for a little bit. I'm kidding. I'm joking. But it is something that is a release. It is a lot of fun. And not a huge time commitment. Not a lot is asked of you, I think. And I think that it's something that everybody can do. So just reminding everybody, this is something fun.
Well, part of keeping our time slot schedule was to keep it fun, because I was really trying to hold to that, because I've acted in various different ways in locations, and that schedule wasn't always as tight. There was a little going on, where people couldn't always be there, or they were always late.
It can get difficult.
And it makes it harder for the actors, I think, when you're sitting there waiting to start the rehearsal. So that can be grudgingly for the actors. So I was really trying to keep it like we promised,
and that's not, I admire that. That's not always easy to do. I appreciate that you were able to do that. Christine, I also am going to put you on the spot. Ask you if you wouldn't mind reading the other cast members that are not with us today so we can shout them out.
Ken Gorman is Bethany's onstage husband. He's played by Phil Hartley, and you know him. He's on the radio.
Shout out to Phil.
Shout out to Phil. And his character is, like Chris's, is kind of thrown into an awkward situation, and he's trying to figure out how to deal with this uncharted territory.
Yes.
So, Claire Gantz is Andy's stage wife, and she's played by Ann Trzynski. This is her first WRCT stage production.
So this is her first time
acting with us. I know she's been in the studio before because of the Grace Dinner Theater. And she and Lenny have quite the relationship, and they like to... watching them interact is very fun. Ernie Cusack is played by Dick Antonosia, and you've seen him on WRCT stage many times.
Yeah, mentioned It's a Wonderful Life earlier. Dick and I worked together in that. Incredible actor, wonderful man. And just the only thing that's better than his acting is him as a person. Dick's just a great guy. You can't be around Dick and not enjoy yourself. He's a good guy.
Yep, and he can do, I've seen him playing many various roles. And I think he's really enjoying this one. I think this is a little different for him too. Cookie Cusack, his wife, is played by Heather Sayers, and we all know her. She's been on the stage a number of times.
If you don't know Heather from the stage by now, because she's been at it for
a while.
From the community. Like,
she's
everybody
involved
knows her.
In everything.
Heather worked here for a while. She's literally been everywhere. We love Heather. Appreciate her. And I'm so happy to see, Heather was like a lot of our listeners out there for a long time, looking at, wanting to do this, but just, not yet. And she jumped in, and now she can't get out. She's there. I think she's even got mail delivered there now.
I think that we pick it up every now and then. Glenn Cooper is played by Jeff Friday. He is also a resident Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Seen Jeff many times. Big fan of Jeff.
Yeah. And Cassie Cooper, Cassidy Rinker. This is her first time at WRCT.
Very cool.
And she hasn't been on stage since she was in middle school. And she is just doing a wonderful job. She's a natural. So it's just like I would imagine she had done a lot of theater, but she doesn't.
More encouragement to people out there. And, exactly. And you know what? Heather was in that situation at one point where she hadn't done anything since high school. And look right. at her now. She's yep. done a billion shows.
And yeah. Yep.
She's done yep. more acting than I have in the last year. She's, yeah.
yeah, we've got a couple of new ones and a couple of returning. And mm-hmm. and then Officer Welch is played by Chris Williams, another yeah. Familiar face at mm-hmm. the theater.
Yes, big appreciation
and,
of Chris.
And Officer Putney is played by Evelyn...
Shinaki. Yeah. I know. I one of my best friends is a Shinaki, so yeah, I know the Shinakis well.
And she's been with the theater for been on stage in a few yeah, times and, down there, so she's not new.
But she does really good work. She's a great young actor. Yeah. yeah, you got a really nice cast here, Christine.
This, I know.
I bet this.
I drew the lucky straw.
It's one of those things too, and you hear all these names, you hear all these personalities together, and you hear these guys. You can hear the excitement, the passion in their voices, how much fun they've been having together, and how much fun they are getting ready to do with this. But I also hear something else in your guys' voices, and that's you're ready to go. Like you want to get to the on stage. It's go time. You want to get to this now, and I'm very excited for you to be able to do this. Christine, is there anything you want to touch on that we didn't get a chance to?
Well, let's touch on the how we can get our tickets. You can call the theater 715-421-0435. You can purchase your tickets at the box office Tuesday through Friday from 10 until 2. Mm-hmm. Or you can go on the website, WRCT Theater, and that's spelt with theatre.org. Yeah. So it's the traditional, the mm-hmm. spelling of theater.
Keep in mind, if you're not able to find it, just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll pop right up. Yep. I test it all the time that way, or wrctheater.org. And keep also in mind, if you're listening to this on the 30th here, we have one night left of auditions for Disney's Newsies Juniors. Go ahead and check that out. Bring the kids down to audition 5 to 8 at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. While you're there, pick up your tickets for Rumors. Otherwise, you can get them at wrctheater.org or right at the front desk on the night of the show. May 3rd is when this show kicks off, everybody, this Friday. Be sure to check it out and get it. There's the 3rd, 4th, and 9th, and 10th, and 11th, all 7 o'clock shows. The 11th, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee to go along with that. We will be talking about this on our morning shows. We'll be promoting it. We're going to make sure that you guys have a great crowd. Do me a favor. Enjoy yourselves. Break a leg. Have a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Say hi to the rest of the cast for me, too.
We will.
Enjoy yourselves. Again, you can find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.